When Rich and Rock's Pink's TikTok video about Rock's forgetting she needed a tampon went viral, they had no idea they were starting a movement. Their account, ADHD_love, has since captured millions of hearts with its raw honesty about living with ADHD. What makes their story so compelling isn't just the humor, but the profound emotional connection they've created with an audience that has spent years feeling misunderstood. People cry when they meet us because of shame, the same shame I carried my entire life until my ADHD diagnosis at 36, Rox explains. Their book, Dirty Laundry, breaks down the walls of silence around neurodivergence, offering both validation and practical wisdom for those navigating similar challenges. In a world where ADHD is often reduced to stereotypes, their work reveals the complex reality behind the diagnosis and the transformative power of compassion. ADHD creates a crushing paradox: tremendous potential paired with persistent failure. Rock's journey exemplifies this struggle. Labeled a gifted child, she simultaneously couldn't manage basic adult tasks. "I developed rock-bottom self-esteem and dangerous coping mechanisms. Drink, drugs, sex, shopping, anything to escape being myself," she reveals. At her lowest, she sat in a dark apartment after her electricity was cut off, surrounded by empty bottles, wishing the pain would stop. The shame spiral compounds the original symptoms. When you already struggle with executive function, adding self-loathing makes everything harder. Each missed deadline becomes evidence of your fundamental unworthiness. Rich and Rox break this cycle through radical acceptance. Rather than offering quick fixes, they create a shame-free environment for learning. When Rich patiently taught Rox to make a bed without criticism, it wasn't just about bed making. It was about dismantling decades of negative self-talk and creating new neural pathways based on acceptance. "I'm late 99% of the time, literally running through train stations, composing excuse texts," Rox confesses. "Time blindness creates genuine confusion between intervals. For someone with ADHD, 5 minutes and 45 minutes both simply mean not now, but soon. This isn't about poor planning or disrespect. It's a fundamental difference in brain time perception. Without the internal clock neurotypical people rely on, ADHDers struggle to estimate task duration or track elapsed time. The consequences can be severe. Rox once missed a London to LA flight due to Google Maps time optimism, then missed her rebooked flight despite a 4-hour wait by failing to go through security in time. Rich initially interpreted Rox's lateness as disrespect. "Being punctual is important to me. Lateness feels disrespectful." Learning about time blindness transformed their relationship. He now asks, "Is that an ADHD 5 minutes or a real 5 minutes?" The solution isn't more alarms or stricter schedules. These approaches often backfire by creating anxiety that further distorts time perception. Instead, building in buffer times and using humor rather than shame creates a healthier relationship with time. At university, while Rox's housemates adapted to adult responsibilities, her room developed a fly infestation. Unable to maintain cleanliness, she concluded she was useless, lazy, and disgusting. Alcohol became her escape, easier to be drunk than someone who cared but couldn't manage cleaning. For ADHDers, cleaning combines multiple executive function challenges: sustained attention, sequential steps, delayed gratification, and task initiation. The visual overwhelm of a messy space often paralyzes decision-making. Rich once returned home expecting Rox to have cleaned the spare room during her day off. Instead, he found her making a patch-covered jacket with paint on their new table, the room untouched. Without understanding ADHD, he assumed laziness rather than genuine forgetfulness. Their diagnosis-informed approach transformed cleaning from a battleground to collaboration. Rich replaced frustration with curiosity and kindness. Now, Rox makes the bed daily, and sometimes Rich comes home to a clean kitchen, achievements that required patience from both. Supporting an ADHDer with cleaning means recognizing they would choose to be good at it if they could. They actually feel calmest in clean environments. Celebrate small wins like bringing down a coffee mug, even if you cleaned the entire house. This builds self-esteem faster than criticism. A terrifying knock at my door sent me hiding under my bed, Rox recalls. Men were installing a pay-as-you-go electricity meter due to unpaid bills, a stark illustration of financial disorganization's consequences. For many with ADHD, financial management combines multiple challenges: organization, planning, attention to detail, and delayed gratification. Opening mail, tracking expenses, and maintaining budgets often feels overwhelming, leading to avoided bills, impulsive purchases, and forgotten subscriptions. Rich, a bank manager with perfect credit, approached Rox's struggles compassionately. While her impulsive spending tendencies remain, we've balanced each other. I established stability, while she's taught me to occasionally enjoy life's pleasures. Their approach prioritizes solutions over shame. They created a joint account for bills, while Rox consults Rich before major purchases. They set up automatic payments, spending alerts, and a fun money account for controlled impulse spending. The key is building systems that work with ADHD traits, rather than against them, including visual feedback on spending and regular check-ins. My attention works like a flashlight, intensely illuminating what's directly in front of me while everything else fades to black, Rox explains. This difficulty with object constancy, keeping people in mind when they're not physically present, affects her relationships profoundly. Despite close friendships during school, Rox struggled after graduation. Messages went unopened until anxiety prevented her from facing them. At 24, she missed her best friend's wedding by never opening the invitation, ending several childhood friendships. For Rich, Rox's inconsistent texting initially triggered anxiety when hours would pass before she'd respond, sending his mind spiraling with worry. Understanding this was a symptom of her neurodivergent brain rather than indifference transformed their relationship. Rich removed expectations for replies and focused on trust. They developed alternative strategies, using voice messages instead of texts, scheduling regular face-to-face check-ins, and establishing emergency protocols. Supporting someone with object constancy challenges means recognizing different communication needs aren't about right versus wrong. Be honest about your feelings without pressuring for daily chit-chat, and for urgent matters, call rather than text. Rox now recognizes ADHD's unique gifts: relentless optimism, rapid skill acquisition driven by curiosity, innovative problem solving, prolific brainstorming, calculated risk taking, deep empathy from being misunderstood, constant creativity, and remarkable calm during crises. Rich values Rox's caring nature, shown through remembering details about loved ones and her tension-diffusing humor. Her entrepreneurial vision, powered by hyperfocus, has created successful ventures others dismissed. Their story reveals ADHD isn't merely a collection of deficits, but a different way of experiencing the world. When supported, these neurological differences become remarkable strengths. The hyperfocus that complicates routine tasks can drive unprecedented innovation. The deepest insight is that shame, not ADHD itself, causes the most harm. Creating accepting environments enables neurodivergent individuals to channel their traits productively rather than exhausting themselves trying to conform. Perhaps the greatest gift for those with ADHD isn't another organizational system, but acceptance of their minds exactly as they are, beautifully complex, occasionally chaotic, and endlessly creative.